The thing we were talking about yesterday, of course, was the Boat Harbour Road, the access road. It's had a second landslip, all to do with the June floods. And for people that weren't aware of it yesterday, it's a different location to the one that was repaired not so long ago, isn't it? So we've got to stress it's not the same one. That's fine.
Not the same one, Martin. It's south of the previous one, but on the same southbound lane out of Boat Harbour Beach on Port Road. I've got no more to report other than... from the engineers, other than that they were inspecting it yesterday and they're yet to give us a report on the condition and what needs to be done.
So at this stage it's one lane closed, it's no load limit on it at this point?
Yeah, no, one way, lights are operating, yes, and traffic as usual as far as weight goes, no load restrictions yet. So we're just waiting, by tomorrow we should know where we're going with that and the extent and the cost of the work.
Now, something big's happened during the week. I mean, we've been blessed, actually, with our sporting results for the North West Coast recently. We had, of course, Dion Kenzie getting a silver medal at the Paralympics in Rio. But yeah. Matty Phillips, who's a Wynyard boy originally, he's taken out the very first World Enduro GP, which is Motorcycle Racing Championship. So well done to him. It's a wonderful result.
Oh, it's great. It's great, Martin. When we had the Enduro, the leg of the Enduro here at Wynyard there last year.
Yep, the national one, yep.
Yeah, the national, he figured prominently in that, and now he's gone away, been away for 8 or 9 months, and on the circuit, and he's taken out a world title. You know, we're so proud of him. We've got his grandparents, we've got his parents, we've got the three generations of them here in Wynyard, and yeah, we can claim him as a local and one we're proud of.
Absolutely, and I think he's actually running in the French Championships this weekend, so a chance to wrap that up as well.
Yes, and. And I can imagine when that's over, he'll be glad to come home for a break because it would be a testing situation away from home for so long, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I've known Matty for a long time, and when I used to work at the newspaper, I've been in the media for 30 years, we had a list of contacts that we used to have access to, and on the list of contact there was a number for Matthew Phillips from Wynyard in brackets that had up-and-coming motocross rider. We had no idea then he was going to be a world champion, but he's done well, hasn't he?
He's gone all the way.
He has indeed.
And like he's only 23, Martin, and where will he end up? I mean, he could be like this for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know how long the longevity is in that sort of sport. I mean, obviously injuries are always a risk.
Yes, they crash pretty heavy when they fall, and it takes them getting over the injuries. I know he had a crook foot there when just before the Enduros here in Tassie, and yeah, that took a little recovery. He spiked on the world circuit, didn't he, there, back last year?
Yes, yes. He won a junior championship and an under-23 championship, and now he's won, and this is the first year they've had this new format called Enduro GP, so that's quite historic. He'll be forever be the first winner of that championship.
Yeah, I read in the paper today, the Advocate, where he's contemplating having a go at the Dakar Rally.
Wow.
He's got the expertise to have a crack at most things of that nature, hasn't he?
Yeah, so that's a fair step up, though, but good luck with that if he chooses to do that. Now, good news for Wynyard Waratah Municipality yesterday, in fact. Fonterra announced a $4.3 or $3.4 million expansion to its Wynyard plant, which is going to up the capacity for making cheese.
Yeah, $4.3 million, Martin.
Yep.
And 8,000 tonne extra per year. That's a lot of milk. And then the report is that it's 30 Olympic swimming pools.
That's a lot of milk here.
Yeah, that's like the joke about how do you want your milk? He said, pasteurise. He said, no, up to my chest will do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'll be over your head if it was that many. But it's good news in one respect, Robbie, but of course we're waiting for Fonterra to lift the price of milk because they dropped it back in June. They made it retrospective. They want to get money back off the farmers. They said, we've been paying you too much. Murray Goulburn and the other big processor, I think, announced on Tuesday that it was going to lift its price a little bit, but we've seen no follow from Fonterra on that one. And it's nice to have that money being spent locally, but I think the farmers need a bit of it too, don't they?
They do. Look, things were pretty sad, but this increased capacity will be great. The expansion of the plant and the expertise that local, I guess there'll be a lot of local engineers and tradespeople engaged in the upgrade of the plant. So that'll all have a big spin-off, and you know, the transportation of all that extra milk into this factory, it'll all be good for the region, Martin.
Yeah, I think they're planning to have it done by the middle of next year, and at that stage I think that's going to be pushing Fonterra's annual cheese production up by about 50%, which is quite significant.
Yeah, that's right. And look, It's a very, very good factory there, and we're so pleased to have it in Wynyard. It's a very, very modern facility.
It is indeed, and all we need now is for the milk price to go up a little bit, and there'll be winners all round. Robbie, thanks for your time.